Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're at the 47th chapter, if you'd like to follow along. 47th chapter and verse 1. Let's go ahead and get right into the study. That which came as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah, the prophet, concerning the Philistines before Pharaoh conquered Gaza. Thus says the Lord, behold, waters are going to rise from the north and become an overflowing torrent, and overflow the land and all its fullness, the city and those who live in it. And the men will cry out, and every inhabitant of the land will wail, because of the noise of the galloping hoofs of his stallions, the tumult of his chariots, and the rumbling of his wheels. The fathers have not turned back for their children, because of the limpness of their hands, on account of the day that is coming to destroy all the Philistines, to cut off from Tyre and Sidon, every ally that is left, for the Lord is going to destroy the Philistines, the remnant of the coastland of Saphtor. Baldness has come upon Gaza. Now, this located on the coastal plain next to Judah, Philistia had always been a thorn in Israel's side. The two nations battled constantly. The other prophets who spoke against Philistia include Isaiah in 14:28-32, Ezekiel 25:15-17, Amos 1:6-8, and Zephaniah 2, chapter 2, verse 4 and 7. They all spoke of the Philistines. Ashkelon has been ruined, O remnant of their valley. How long will you gash yourself? Ah, sword of the Lord, how long will you not be quiet? Withdraw yourself, withdraw into your sheath. Be at rest and stay still. How can it be quiet when the Lord has given it an order against Ashkelon and against the seacoast? There he has assigned it. Now, this is going into the 48th chapter now, the 48th chapter concerning Moab. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, woe to Nebo, for it has been destroyed. Kiriathaim has been put to shame. It has been captured. The lofty stronghold has been put to shame and shattered. There is praise for Moab no longer. In Heshbon, they have devised calamity against her. Come and let us cut off her from being a nation. You too, madmen, will be silenced. The sword will follow after you. The sound of an outcry from Horonium, devastation and great destruction. Moab is broken. Her little ones have sounded out a cry of distress, for by the ascent of Lehith, they will ascend without continual weeping, with continual weeping, for at the descent of Horonium, they have heard the anguish cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives. Now, the Moabites were descendants of Lot through an incestuous relationship with one of his daughters, Genesis 19:30-37. They led the Israelites into idolatry Numbers 25, verse 1 to 3, and joined the bands of raiders Nebuchadnezzar sent to Judah in 602 BC. They were later conquered by Babylon and disappeared as a nation, just like it says here. Now, in verse 7, that you may be like a juniper in the wilderness, for because of your trust in your own achievements and treasuries, even you yourself will be captured. You know, it doesn't matter how strong you get. It doesn't matter how powerful. If you trust in yourself, you're going to get hurt. And you're going to fall. At Chemoth will go off into exile together with his priests and his princes. A destroyer will come to every city so that no city will escape. The valley also will be ruined, and the plateau will be destroyed, as the Lord has said. Give wings to Moab, for she will flee away, and her cities will become a desolation without inhabitants in them. Cursed be the one who does the Lord's work negligently. Did you hear that? Cursed be the one who does the Lord's work negligently. And cursed be the one who restrains his sword from blood. Now that's that's a powerful statement, isn't it? Very powerful statement. Chemosh was the main god of the nation of Moab. Chemosh. Chemosh was the main god, the nation of Moab. Numbers 21:29. And child sacrifice was an important part of his worship, and that's found in 2 Kings 3rd chapter, verses 26 to 27. Now, when making wine, the grapes were crushed after 40 days. The wine was poured off from the dregs in the bottom of the jar. If this was not done, the wine would be inferior. Now, we're going to go on and read concerning this in verse 11. Moab had been at ease since his youth. He has also been undisturbed like wine in its dregs. And he has not been emptied from the vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into exile. Therefore, he retains his flavor, and his aroma has not changed. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send to him those who tip vessels, and they will tip him over, and they will empty his vessel and shatter his jars. And Moab will be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How can you say, we are mighty warriors and men valiant for battle? Moab has been destroyed, and men have gone up to his cities. His choicest young men have also gone down to the slaughter, declares the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The disaster of Moab will soon come, and his calamity has swiftly hastened. Mourn for him, all you who live around him, even all of you who know his name. Say, how has the mighty scepter been broken, a staff of splendor? Come down from your glory and sit on the parched ground, O daughter dwelling in Dibon. For the destroyer of Moab has come up against you. He has ruined your stronghold. Stand by the road and keep watch, O inhabitant of Aroer. Ask him who flees and her who escapes, and say, what has happened? Moab has been put to shame, for it has been shattered. Wail and cry out, declare by the Arnon, that Moab has been destroyed. Judgment has also come upon the plain, upon Holon, Jazah, and against Mephath. Now these things happen, as Jeremiah said, saying that because Moab's complacency and refusal to do God's work, Moab would be totally destroyed. After Israel divided into the northern and southern kingdoms, the northern kingdom set up golden calf idols in Bethel and Dan to keep people from going to worship in Jerusalem, the capital of the southern kingdom. 1 Kings 12, verse 25 to 29. Now, the Moab completely destroyed because they just simply would not serve the living God. They continued on their way to serve idols and to sacrifice their children. And you wonder, how in the world can someone sacrifice their own child? You know, we read this and, you know, and we think, this is uncivilized. This is uncivilized. Well, take a look around, folks. They're doing it today through abortion. They're sacrificing their own children, whether it be in the fire or in the, or taking some kind of an instrument and grinding up the child inside the womb and then taking it out. What's the difference? There's no difference between grinding up the child in abortion and throwing him in the fire or sacrificing him some other way. It's really no difference. It's just that we've gotten a little bit more modernized in technology and things like that. But as far as the sacrifice, it doesn't matter if you sacrifice a child before it's born or after. It's the same thing. There's no difference. No difference whatsoever. Nothing. So we look at today's world, the world we live in, supposed to be a civilized world, but it's not. Not any more civilized than it was 2,000, 3,000 years ago. All the same. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us, cleanse us, cover us with your blood. Let us be pure, cleansed by only the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We ask him to come into our hearts anew. And let us be born again. And let us be cleansed by the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's our time for today, folks. If you'd like to go to our website, krciradio.com. You can find many of these also online. And please give us a call, or write us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.